Books on Tape presents Book of the Dead by Patricia Cornwell, read by Kate Redding. Acknowledgements. I am especially grateful to Dr. Stacy Gruber, Assistant Professor of Psychiatry, Harvard Medical School, and Associate Director of the Cognitive Neuroimaging Laboratory, McLean Hospital. This book is dedicated to my publisher, Ivan Held. Rome. Water splashing. A gray mosaic tile tub sunk deep into a terracotta floor. Water pours slowly from an old brass spout, and darkness pours through a window. On the other side of old wavy glass is the piazza and the fountain and the night. She sits quietly in water, and the water is very cold, with melting ice cubes in it, and there is little in her eyes, nothing much there anymore. At first her eyes were like hands reaching out to him, begging him to save her. Now her eyes are the bruised blue of dusk. Whatever was in them has almost left. Soon she will sleep. Here, he says, handing her a tumbler that was hand-blown in Murano and now is filled with vodka. He is fascinated by parts of her that have never seen the sun. They are pale like limestone, and he turns the spigot almost off, and the water is a trickle now, and he watches her rapid breathing and hears the chattering of her teeth. Her white breasts float beneath the surface of the water, delicate, like white flowers. Her nipples, hard from the cold, are tight pink buds. Then he thinks of pencils, of chewing off nubby pink erasers when he was in school, and telling his father and sometimes his mother that he didn't need erasers because he didn't make mistakes. When in truth...